RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
Boy, do we have a lot to discuss today. I don't even want to get into the normal spiel that we normally get into. So I am going to give you all of the information that I have right now. We will shout out the other place because they're a very dear friend and partner of the show, and then we'll go from there. So this is all the information that I currently have. It would appear that the Jackson County Commissioner is going to meet with the media coming up at 2 o'clock. The understanding is that it is going to be on property taxes. There's a large portion of you that are very upset about the property taxes right now in Jackson County. And it is also going to be about the stadium. Now, again, this is just information that I have. We believe that this is going to be this is how we lost the Chiefs press conference. I cannot confirm that, but I can just tell you what the conversation has been in our office about it. So what we are going to do is we're going to do a normal 2 o'clock open. I don't want to sit here and go live to the Jackson County Commissioner press conference and listen to 20 minutes of them talking about the property taxes. But you have my word, the moment that the conversation shifts from property taxes to the Kansas City Chiefs football stadium, we will go there. I don't care what we're talking about. Whatever the Chiefs got going on right now on the field is not nearly as important or meaningful as what is currently going on with them potentially off of the field. So the moment that the press conference shifts, I have told Rob he has one responsibility. It is to let me know. And the moment we have that information, we will cut live to it and we will hear what is said and we will react to what is said. Now, Rob, I also want to update people before we shout out the other place on what is happening right now with the mayor. So the mayor offered to come on the show yesterday. It was around 5:30, and I was like, you know what? Why don't we just wait till today? We are still trying to figure that situation out. I feel confident that he is going to be on the show, but I don't have a guaranteed time in which he is going to be on the show. I think they want to see how this press conference goes. So together as a family, we're going to listen to this press conference. We're going to hear what is said. We can take texts. We can take phone calls. I want everybody to get their own space to chime in on what happened with the press conference. Hopefully the mayor of Kansas City calls in. We tried to get Ty Masterson on the show. Rob, can you tell the people? I didn't talk to Ty Masterson's people. You don't even want to say that. Rob looking at me like he don't want no parts of it. Okay, I can't tell you. That's why I don't know what I can say and what I can't say. I don't know. That's why I need Rob here. This is why I need Rob to let me know what the guardrails are on. But we are expecting Ty Masterson to be on the show next week. That may be the best way of putting it. We are expecting him to be on the show next week. That is all the information that I have right now. There is not a single bit of information that Rob says I can tell you that I'm withholding. That's everything that I know regarding this. We will get to the press conference here coming up in a little bit. Rob, I don't think I ever ask you in the open, how are you feeling? How are you feeling today? You look kind of stressed today. I'm in a great mood. I got my Christmas sweater on today. I'm in a fantastic mood. We got the college football playoff to discuss. We got a little Chiefs and Titans to discuss. Very little, but we got a little bit of Chiefs and Titans to discuss. I'm in a good mood today. You seem stressed. How are you doing today, my brother?
Today's a survive in advance day, buddy. I'm just trying to get the
survive in advance.
It's the spicy 5 versus 12.
Survive in advance. All right. So you let me know when the conversation is about the stadium, and then we are going to go to it. So you let me know, Rob, whenever that is the case. I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. I need you listening to the show each day at 2 o'clock. I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So this is where I would like to start, as we are kind of buying some time a little bit until we can get to this press conference. I don't want the Chiefs to tank. I understand why someone would want them to tank. I'm not going to be mad if the Chiefs lose this weekend. I really don't know how you can be mad. It doesn't matter if they win or lose. I also understand that in a draft pick sense, it is better for them to lose than win. I don't think that there is enough of a gap between where the Chiefs could potentially pick and where they would pick if the Chiefs win one or a couple of these games down the stretch to make it that much of a difference. A major reason of why I don't want the Chiefs to tank is, A, I think they owe it to you, the paying customer, to give some effort in the Broncos game. You paid for those tickets if you have a season ticket package. And if you're healthy enough to be able to play and you're a part of the future of the team, I think they owe it to you to go out there and try. I think they owe it to you. Now, I'm not saying you put guys out there that are hurt. And if you've made a decision as an organization, for example, let's use Isaiah Pacheco. Isaiah Pacheco is not coming back. You are not going to re-sign Isaiah Pacheco. Then, yeah, I understand you moving away from him. But some of you have already spent decent amount of money to go to the Broncos game next week. You bought season tickets at the very beginning of the year. Maybe you bought tickets as a Christmas gift back in September. I think the Chiefs owe it to you as a paying customer to give some kind of effort in that game. And that is the relationship, the contract that you sign as a fan when you buy a ticket, is that you expect them to try in that game. So that's one side of it too. The other side of it, and maybe this is not as emotional as that stance is, I want them playing a lot of young guys over the course of the next few weeks. I imagine you also want them playing a lot of young guys. I want those guys to play well. The Chiefs right now have a very unique opportunity to use this as a extended preseason, and in a little bit of a different sense. I think Tennessee is still trying to win. I think the Broncos need to win on Christmas Day. These are live rounds and live bullets against other NFL starters. Man, it'd be great to see Isapole get another 3 games of experience and have that tape and have that film. What if, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but you can't tell me it's outside the realm of possibility. What if the Chiefs cut Jalen Moore because they think Isapole can be their right tackle? And now you have that extra $10, $11 million in salary cap, and you feel like you can go spend that money elsewhere. That is now a possibility based on these next couple of games and how he potentially plays. Ashton Gelati is going to get some very valuable experience. I'm playing you 85, 90% of the snaps to see what you have. Jalen Royals has not really been on the field much the last couple of weeks or so. He should be treated like he's their number one receiver between now and the end of the season. He should be a part of your game plan. You should see what he can do, what he can't do, what routes he can run, what he feels comfortable with. Like right now, it is about pouring as much resources and development into you, into young players, to figure out where you are heading into next season, what you need, what you potentially don't need. The Chiefs don't get this opportunity much. Sure, they might get it in a week 18 where they're just completely sitting everybody and nobody cares and guys are in shorts and t-shirts and smiling and celebrating because we're going to the postseason. No, there's a group of guys on this team that still need to come to work. And Kevin Knowles is one of those guys that needs to come to work. Joshua, there's a lot of guys on this team that need to come to work, need to put their hard hat on, and I want to see what they can do. And if those guys play well and you are proud of how they play, then you're not tanking. You're not tanking then in that scenario. I still want Travis Kelce to play, and I think Travis Kelce wants to play. Hey, these can be my last games. I know things haven't worked out, but any opportunity that I get to put on a helmet and go out there and play, then I want that opportunity. Now, that doesn't mean that that should eliminate Jarrett Wiley from getting back on the field and seeing what he can do, but I absolutely want the Chiefs to try. I know that we value draft picks more than anything. Man, there's not a significant difference in the 11th pick and the 14th overall pick. There's not a significant difference in the 12th pick and the 17th pick. Having the 12th pick doesn't mean you automatically hit with a star. Drafting at 17 doesn't mean that you can't draft a star. It comes down to your staff, your evaluation, and your ability to trust your process. So the Chiefs are going to be in a good spot draft-wise either way. So if we're going to play these games because we got to play them, and we're going to play guys that we think are instrumental to the future, maybe guys that should have been playing this whole time, like a Noel Williams, like a Breshard Smith, I want to see Breshard Smith get 15 carries, and I hope those carries go well. I want to see Noel Williams on the field 80, 90% of the snaps, and I want to see him play well. And if you're going to be in this situation, at least let's try to turn it and use it as some positive and maybe try to get something out of these next 3 weeks that mean nothing for the Chiefs in the big picture, but could mean everything in the here and now. So we'll continue to talk Chiefs on the other side. We are keeping an ear. We are monitoring the press conference right now with Jackson County. The moment that it shifts to the stadiums, we are going to go to it. So I don't even care if it's a commercial break. We are going to shift and go live to the press conference right now that is happening. The first portion of it was going to be about the property taxes. The second portion of it is going to be about the stadium. So don't turn the dial. We are going to go live to the press conference the moment it shifts to where the Chiefs could potentially be. That's all coming up. Keep it right here on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, let's go to the press conference right now. This is the Jackson County Commissioner talking about the future of the Kansas City Chiefs.
But I'm here to talk about keeping the Chiefs in Jackson County and improving Arrowhead and the plan all of my partners and I have. And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday, we talked today, and he has told me there is no done deal. We all know the Kansas Star bonds are expiring, and Kansas politicians are pressuring the Chiefs. And some folks running for governor on the other state of the line are making some points for the campaign. But there's no deal that's done. And there's no deal that's done with Jackson County either. And I've had conversations with the Chiefs that I understand that. But I don't concern myself with that, because even if the Star Bonds over there can help build the stadium, there's no funding to maintain it. And I don't think the Kansas people have an appetite to raise their taxes. If you see what happened at 119th and Nall, they don't want the Royals over there. So I don't think it'd be different with having the Chiefs stadium over there. So I'll tell you what, Kansas has some lofty ideas, but no plan. Missouri does. We have a plan, and it is in Jackson County, Missouri. It's renovating Arrowhead to a state-of-the-art facility while saving the history. Arrowhead is the home of Chiefs Kingdom, and our international base, fell in love with our team and our home at Arrowhead. So let's quit talking about rumors and speculation. I'm here to give specifics so the public knows. For years, people have been talking about this. In my position, I've had consistent, productive discussions with Governor Kehoe, with the county legislature, with the chairman, with Mayor Lucas, and with the Kansas City Chiefs. Weekly, and sometimes daily, I spoke with the governor, the mayor, and Mark Donovan a few times last night and a couple times today. Working through this proposal has created a partnership and a plan that is a win for the public and a win for the team. This is about business, but we have the business side covered while keeping the amazing history that Lamar Hunt and the Hunt family and this franchise has built for us, and has had the Chiefs as our fantastic neighbor here in Jackson County. The Chiefs playing somewhere else other than Arrowhead is just not the Chiefs. That beautiful stadium at Truman Sports Complex is as much a part of this franchise as the logo on the helmets. So, what can we do on the Missouri side? Well, it's simple. We've got some details to work out, but I've got some photo opportunities or some visual props for you. We're going to lower taxes in Jackson County, and we're going to keep the Chiefs. And what does that mean? That means my friends in the legislature here from Jackson County, we're going to put on the ballot to propose lowering our sales tax. As it exists right now, we have a 3/8-cent sales tax that everything purchased in Jackson County. And that fund goes to help maintain the stadiums for the Chiefs and for the Royals. Our proposal was to put this on the ballot and let the people of Jackson County decide to lower that in 2031, as the Chiefs being the sole member and tenants of the Truman Sports Complex. Part of that plan also would be in 2031, the Chiefs at their sole cost will maintain property and casualty insurance with respect to Arrowhead Stadium. That's been a bone of contention for a while. It's something that's expensive on the county, and that's just one of the things I've been able to talk to the Chiefs about, and they've agreed to. The structure of the Jackson County Sports Authority will remain the same, with responsibility adjusted with the Chiefs being the sole tenant in 2031. The Chiefs have committed to put $400 million into the renovation of Arrowhead Stadium. And they have committed to me that that could increase. And I've committed to them, I'm going to ask them to increase it. So we're not done there. Also with our partners, the state of Missouri. Everyone's familiar with the Show Me Sports Investment Act that has state funding for 50% of any renovations or stadium building. That's a different world than we were in 2 years ago when we talked about this. And that money, which I think you see, is taped out. But it's quite a huge fund that's going to come from that. Also, another one of our partners across the street is the city of Kansas City. And that council and that mayor are the biggest Chiefs fans you know. And they're committed to doing their part as partners of that too. I'm also not going to share the numbers of that because I'm not telling our friends in Kansas. What we're doing here today is letting the public know real plans, real details, real numbers. Transparency, not some private entity making some decisions based on them. So I'm talking about the partners. I'm talking about the county executive's office, the legislature, the state, city, and the teams. But our other partner are the people of Jackson County. And I believe they want the Chiefs to stay. And I believe they will overwhelmingly pass a ballot-ish initiative extending the tax and even lowering it. We are going to lower the tax and keep the Chiefs. So that's where we are today. It's simple, straightforward. Of course, there's details to work out. The Chiefs have not said yes, but the Chiefs are still talking. The Chiefs love Arrowhead Stadium. And the people of Jackson County and the people of Missouri and the people of Kansas City love the Chiefs. That's where we're at today.
All right. That was very, very interesting. I wrote down a series of notes while I was listening to that. I never heard that person speak a day in my life. Maybe I should. I mean, I live in Jackson County, so maybe I should be very well versed on who that person is. I am not. I do this enough for a living. Like my world, my life is communicating with people and picking up on how people communicate. Usually the person that gets mad and angry in a conversation is normally the person that is losing the back and forth. Like if you and somebody are having a rational argument and they just start getting, how can you say that? And start getting mad kind of out of nowhere, that person feels like they are losing. They have lost control, and that is their way to exhibit confidence in that they know what they're talking about. I didn't really hear a person who is measured, and it is very interesting to me as somebody who is fair and balanced and as fair and balanced as you could possibly be as somebody who is technically on this guy's team. Right now, the Kansas people, they exude confidence. They exude, we think this is already over. You've lost. While the other side is mad and frustrated and upset and scrambling, that's how he sounded to me. He sounded to me like someone who has lost control and is trying to show you that he is in control. I wrote down one thing that he said because it was very interesting. He said that the stadium is as synonymous with the team as the helmet. And that they can't imagine Arrowhead being anywhere else. I hate to tell this to the man. Arrowhead is wherever you guys are. You make Arrowhead what it is. You make it what it is. It's the people. Allen Fieldhouse is an incredible place. But Allen Fieldhouse is, it's the students, it's the engagement, it's the fact that KU could be playing Davidson and you got 14, 15, 16,000 people there screaming like this game really, really matters. It's the people, it's the atmosphere, it's the environment. You can create Arrowhead wherever you want it to be. So if Arrowhead is now in Kansas, well, I guess we're going to Kansas. And then that's where the tailgate is. That's where the fun is. That's where the atmosphere is. Do you know the people that are just the life of a party? We all have this person that when that person walks in the door, it just everything changes. They're fun. You want to be around that guy. You want to take a shot with that guy. You want to take a... That's you guys in this. Wherever you guys are, the Chiefs Kingdom is, that's where the fun's going to be. The tailgating is not Clark Hunt. It's not Patrick Mahomes. It's you. It's the people that wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go out there for Sunday night football. That's what Arrowhead is. I didn't also hear a plan. These people have never communicated to us a plan. Not even in his frustration. Did you hear a plan, a strategy? Because that's not what I picked up from the man. I heard somebody who is defeated. That's what I heard. Some of you can identify with this. Rob, I'm sure you've identified with this. Have you ever been in a relationship with a woman and you can just tell when she's mentally checked out of it? I mean, you're doing everything you can and just it's over. And the same person that loved you, the same person that woke up and texted you good morning and would do all those things, now that she's not doing those things anymore, she is letting you know that she's mentally checked out of whatever you are doing. I think that's the Chiefs. I think they've mentally checked out of what Missouri is doing. And I think they have found a new partner. I think they have found Kansas to make them happy. And quite frankly, based on if that's the leadership on one side and Frank White was the leadership on the other side, it is completely understandable to me why they are leaving. I wouldn't want to deal with that person. I don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore. We're not talking about a friend. We're talking about this is a long, we're making a 50-year commitment. I got to believe in you. I got to believe in your government. I got to believe in the way things are structured. I got to believe that you have a plan. I've never heard a plan from these people. Not once. I've never heard a plan. Ever. At all. I think they lost. I'm serious. I think they lost. I 100% believe that they lost. I've never been more convinced of it. From them scrambling yesterday to come on the show, behind the scenes, scrambling in my mind, and the press conference that we just heard, they realize they lost. It is over. The Chiefs are going to Kansas. I know it. You know it. And based on the press conference that I just heard, they also know it. And that was a last-ditch effort to let the voters know that we've been trying to do everything that we could quite possibly do and that we're still in this and that we're still fighting, but there is nothing left to fight for. She has left. She's gone. She's packing up her things right now. You going out to make that final ditch effort to get her to come back in the house when the U-Haul is pulled up, my brother, her stuff's already packed. She's gone. She's left. That's what I just heard from the Jackson County Commissioner. I'd be very curious to hear what you guys just heard. 913-586-7965. Somebody who helped pack the U-Haul in this analogy is Bob Fesco. He joins us again on the show. Bob, what did you make of that press conference we just heard?
Well, exactly what you just said. I was just on with Scott and Dana on KNBZ, and they read a text on the text line. They go, that dude sounded like an ex-lover whose girlfriend was leaving with somebody better, and he was making one last effort to kind of keep her in. And you had the same analogy. My analogy wasn't as eloquent as you guys. I compared it to being on the playground as a kid and somebody insults you and you have nothing to say and you just go, nuh-uh. Like, that's kind of what I felt like that was, you know, from Phil Lavota and the folks over at Jackson County. It's like, we're going to show Jackson County residents what we offered the Chiefs. So when they announce on Monday that they're going to Kansas, we can turn around and say, see, we offered all of this and they turned it down.
and they can flip the script on the Chiefs being the bad guy instead of the leadership of Jackson County and Kansas City being the bad guys, taking Phil Lavota out of this. He came in way too late for this. Phil's busting his ass to try to keep the Chiefs there. If Frank White put in, you know, 1 ounce of effort like Phil Lavota has put in, maybe we're not having these conversations.
Yeah, it just, I guess, at least for me, and I don't know these people on a personal level. I don't know the people on the Kansas side. I'm just somebody that keeps up with this. All I've heard from the Kansas side is confidence. They've never wavered. From the moment that that vote failed, they have had the confidence, oh, we are taking the teams away from you. Maybe not today, but we are going to stay at it. We're going to stay at it. And we, at every single public display, Kansas has exuded, we are about to take your teams from you. And for this to kind of be the definitive piece of audio in all of this, they sounded defeated. They sounded mad. I made the argument with Rob. It's kind of like when you're having an argument in the barbershop, and if you feel the need, you got to get up and start yelling, bro, you are losing the argument. I don't care what we're arguing about. That's what I just heard. One side is cool as a cucumber. That is not the way the Missouri side is, and that's just indicative of you've lost. You got defeated in all of this.
You're exactly right, Carrington, and I don't know that I could say it any better than that. It's funny when, you know, you get into a fight with somebody, the louder person usually is the person that is losing. And that's why I keep telling people all the time. People are like, well, you know, Leawood doesn't want it. Leawood doesn't have a say. I don't care what Leawood says, right? You haven't heard anything from Overland Park other than Mayor Skoog the other day releasing that statement. You really haven't heard much from the state of Kansas up until the last, you know, day or so where they've been out there. There's a reason for that, because they've been working behind the scenes to get all this stuff done and to dot all these I's and to put the best offers out there forward and to do it in a calm, private setting where not a lot of people knew what was going on, right? Not a lot of people had an understanding. Not a lot of people cared at that point in time. But Kansas just kept at it, you know, to kind of steal your analogy a little bit, the tortoise versus the hare. You know, you read that story when you're a kid, and slow and steady wins the race. And it sure seems like right now where Kansas is, they were the slow and steady ones at this, and they're ultimately going to win the race. I think today, and I give Phil Lavota a lot of credit for rolling this out and letting Jackson County know what they would have been, you know, asked to do and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you can turn the blame and blame it on the franchises for leaving. They said, we put our best foot forward and it wasn't good enough for our team to do that. And so they decided to leave.
Bob, what do you think the breaking point was? I mean, I would say, Missouri and the Chiefs have had a very long relationship. I know it has been contentious at times, but they have had a good relationship. There had to be a breaking point. And I think at least some of the frustration for me as a Missouri resident is this. I don't think the Chiefs have ever really presented a plan that would show they want to stay in Missouri. That renovation thing that they slapped together, that felt to me like somebody who woke up in the middle of the night and tried to put something to not get a zero on their project. That cannot be the best renovation plan that they could come up with. I think they are doing ultimately what they always wanted to do. I always think they wanted a brand new stadium in Kansas. So I think some of the frustration, at least for me, is they never really made an effort to stay. But I am curious, as somebody who has been on top of this thing, what do you think the breaking point was?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know exactly what the breaking point was. I think, you know, a lot of it had to do with the way Frank White handled things, I would imagine, and how anti-stadium and paying for it he was. And I think maybe that kind of turned to be the breaking point in all of this. But also, too, I think ultimately, Carrington, what the breaking point is, if we want to use that term, is that Kansas is offering up the money and the stadiums and everything that they want without having to go to a vote of the public. And even though Phil Lavota said today they're going to lower the tax to a quarter of a cent, it's still a tax on the people. And I just feel like at this day and age in America right now, everybody is just taxed out. Everybody has had enough of taxes, whether it's a 3/8 cents here or a quarter cent there. Like, it all adds up, and people are looking for any way. It's expensive to live right now, dude. Like, you know how it is. It's expensive. Kids are expensive. Life's expensive. Family's expensive. And if you can get these two stadiums built and not have to charge a tax of the people to do so, that's what you're going to do, because you don't have to go to a vote. And I think they look at that and they're like, we already got our nuts kicked in this first vote. Why do we want to do this again?
Bob, I don't know how to move forward when you say nuts kicked in. I appreciate the time. I couldn't hear you say that and then for myself to get another serious question. You're right. That is absolutely what happened. Bob, tell your wife I said hello. You know I love the Fesco family. We appreciate you coming on today.
Love you as well, Carrington. Have a good holiday.
You too, man. I couldn't move forward. I didn't have another serious question. That was a funny term. He's right. Someone on the text line sent this in, Rob. They said, Carrington, your analogy doesn't make any sense. Why would someone be fighting and arguing in a barbershop? Two Americas. That's all I'm going to say. I don't need to add anything to it. I don't need to take anything away from it. Two Americas. That's it. Two Americas. I can't imagine going to a barbershop and that's not what people do. That's normal communication. I remember one time, Rob, this was a while ago. I remember I said that I thought Anthony Davis was playing better than Kobe Bryant and it almost started a riot in the barbershop. So yeah, if that's a question that you would ask, it's okay. You just don't know. You just don't get it. And I wish for you a great life of fantastic Sams and great clips. I wish you nothing but happiness in that adventure.
Listen, I don't get my hair cut at a barbershop on your side of America, but I at least know how that side of America barbershop operates. And it feels like an argument about Kobe versus LeBron breaks out every single time. That's never happened on That's my true, side of America. Yeah. It's usually, do you want a shampoo or not? That's probably not something that happens as often on your side.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you usually can, if you just want to get things arguing, just go in there and be like, you know what, I think Biggie's better than Tupac. Just if you just want to, like, get something going, like, if you just out of nowhere, then, yeah, you always can get things going. I will say this, and I don't think that Bob needs me to defend him in this in any way. I feel like the text line is really mad at Bob. I feel like Bob has been like 85%, 90% right in all of this. And I'm not even saying that because a coworker. I'm saying that just as somebody who keeps up with this stuff. Bob was the first one to really talk about the Asperia campus. And Bob has been saying this is going to happen the entire time. I feel like people are mad at Bob. Because Bob has been right that Missouri has mishandled this thing and they're about to lose their teams. And I get it. Bob is a polarizing figure to some of you guys. But he's been right. I guess the truth doesn't matter who says it. It's just the truth. And I feel like Bob has been at the top of reporting on this. I know some of who's telling Bob this stuff. I know some. It's not my place to say anything. But I feel like Bob has been right at an incredibly high percentage on all of these things. And yeah, sometimes he put a little Fesco sauce on it from time to time. That's just kind of comes with the game. You got to put a little sauce on it from time to time. But I think Bob's reporting has been very, very solid. So I'm happy to have him come on the show to talk about this. I don't really know how we go from talking about this to talking about the Chiefs preseason game that they have. So we can open up the phone lines. We can take phone calls. The mayor of Kansas City is scheduled to come on the show today at 3:30. We will see if he comes on the show. There's a million things to talk to him about after that press conference that we just heard. So we will open up the phone lines the rest of the show. We will read your text messages the rest of the day. We'll talk a little college football playoff, but a majority of us, we need to be talking about this is, I think that was the we lost speech by Jackson County. Keep it locked in. It's 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, so I don't really know what else there is to talk about in today's show. I mean, I want to talk about the college football playoff, but talking to...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
To you guys about Alabama and Oklahoma and Tulane and Ole Miss just seems kind of silly in the grand scheme of things. There is one story right now. In my opinion, you just heard the concession speech from Jackson County. You just heard the we lost speech is what we just heard. We lost. That's what happened. We were defeated speech from Jackson County. And I think Kansas... I think you are about to see a victory tour of all victory tours next week. I think you are about to see Kansas pop one of the greatest wheelies that we have ever seen next week leading into Christmas. I think this thing is over. I think the Chiefs are going to Topeka on Monday with the plan of locking down and getting something finalized. I think the news that will inevitably leak out of there is that it is a done deal. And at some point between Monday and the beginning of the year, you are going to see the Chiefs make an announcement that maybe they are not 100% done with Kansas, but we are done talking to Missouri. We are going to finish this conversation. There have been a lot of things along the way. You want to know when you should have known that it was over? Whenever we read that letter. You remember that, Rob? Remember when Ty Masterson just happened to leak the Chiefs letter? That was when we should have known, yeah, she's gone. You're not keeping them. Kansas has been dropping breadcrumbs for a year now and communicating to us that they are going to get the teams. And they have just been chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. Some of you are married right now to somebody else's girlfriend. When you were talking to her and met her, she was somebody else's. And you know what you did? Tried and true, steady. That's what you kept doing. You just kept being around. You just kept being available. You noticed when she was vulnerable. Hey, you know what? I can treat you better than he does. Yeah, he doesn't value you. I would value you. You were still married to that woman 12 years later. I know somebody on the text line feels me. 913-586-7965. You were married to somebody's girl. You took her. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do. They left the door open. And you came in there and did what you were supposed to do. That's where Kansas was. Missouri had a chance to, they had a chance to lock all this up. Maybe it wasn't a great plan, but it was a plan that you could have worked around and figured it out and made it work. You had a plan. It didn't work. And now Missouri has been scrambling to try to show how much we appreciate you and what we can do for you. And that was just the opening that Kansas need. To came in there and slipped the number, and you know they've been dropping hints for a while. Rob, they had the governor of Kansas in the parade. Why? They're sitting there talking behind the scenes and having conversations and doing stuff. Hey, you know what? We can get you guys, we can actually get you guys a lot of money. Oh, really? You can? We can get you a lot of money. We feel confident we can get you a lot of money. The one thing I'll say, and I do want to take phone calls, 913-586-7965. I will say this, because Bob is talking about how people are tired of paying taxes, and I completely get all of that. Rob, what's the ST stand for in star bonds? Like, the whole thing about this is, it is funny how people are like, oh man, people are tired of paying for billionaires. You think that Kansas isn't paying for the stadium? Where do you think that money's coming from? You think that Clark is putting up the $2 billion for that? Where do you think the money is coming from? That is the whole part of this thing. It has just been a communication and messaging thing, all of it. The taxes, they're going to, yes, the money that is being used to pay for the stadium is your money. It's your money. You haven't been paying the 3/8 of a cent sales tax the way that they have in Jackson County, but they have been taking your money and they are now going to package that money and now give it to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas people have been paying a tax on the stadium too. They just didn't know it. They just didn't know it. They've been paying a tax too. They've been paying a tax for this moment. You've been saving up and saving up, and now you're about to do it.
It feels like, to your point, as I'm sitting here kind of rethinking through the entire timeline of how this thing was happening, I feel like every time me and you talked about a thing from the Kansas side, it was like, we should have known those were bigger deals when it was happening. You're right. The leaked letter from Mark Donovan to the state of Kansas was a big deal. The fact that the days before the vote, Mark Donovan was talking to 41 Action News and said, yes, if the vote fails, we will look elsewhere, including Kansas. You're right. The state rep for the Johnson County Wyandotte area, Sharice Davids, and Governor Kelly were at a Super Bowl parade. That's pretty odd. I don't know why we didn't talk about it being a bigger deal then. It just feels like all these things, when with the advantage of hindsight, you'd be like, huh, why didn't we talk about that at the time? Why didn't we talk about what that meant at the time? It just felt like, I think we had, we, me, you, listeners, text line, everyone, had stadium fatigue, and we were just so ready for give us the news that we ignored as the news was right in front of our face. We should have seen this coming better than we did.
Let's go to the phone lines here, 913-586-7965. Let's catch up with Jeff. He wants to call into the show today. Jeff, how you doing, my man?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you loud and clear, my man.
Yeah, just got a few points. So, like, first off, Kansas versus Missouri, fan-wise, I've never really understood that. We haven't had any animosity towards Missouri, and it's never been in Kansas, so I think we need to get over that real quick. And as far as, like, Arrowhead nostalgia, the actual stadium, we've all been there and love it. I used to work there. I'm 35, and my favorite pictures of my dad in the parking lot when I was six. I want to show my kids Arrowhead, but we're going to still have 3-4 more years at least, right? I mean, 31 is probably going to be a little too long, but and then how cool is the new stadium going to be? Like, that's something we're not really focusing on. It's going to be Allegiant Stadium, but red and gold, and I just think that we need to focus a little bit more on how that is going to look and be, and it's going to be awesome, so I'll listen off the air.
No, Jeff, really quickly, I do want to ask you this question. Allegiant is a dome stadium. Do you want the new stadium to have a dome?
I don't think we have a choice, do we?
That's a good point, man. I appreciate the phone call. That's our guy, Jeff. I do not want it to have a dome, and you guys know I am the most anti-cold weather human being that's out there. I would like for their stadium to have a retractable roof. I would like for their stadium to be retractable. It doesn't need to be how Allegiant is. Allegiant is a complete full dome. There is no, if you're going to put this much money into it, put the money in there to still keep the outdoor element. You can still close it and do the things that you need to do. I would like for it to have an outdoor component to their stadium. We will see if it does. I would like for it to have that.
We will have a lot of time to talk about this. I would like that too. I don't think there's any chance that's happening. I mean, we'll have Nate Taylor on the show in a little over an hour.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if I want Nate today. I don't know if we need Nate today. What are we going to talk to Nate about? Noel Williams? I don't want to talk to Nate about Noel Williams anymore.
Nate has reported on this. Nate can talk about this.
He can call in. He can call in.
He's the one that had the report a while back. Hey, Clark Hunt wants a Final Four. You know what doesn't happen in a Final Four? Outside stadium.
That's fair. No,
they don't have the Final Four.
You can have both, though.
At the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but you can just build what the Houston Texans have. The Houston Texans have a retractable roof. They have the ability to go outdoors and indoors. I mean, yes, if you're building a new stadium, you need the ability to have the Final Four. You need the ability to have WrestleMania. I also want the Chiefs to have the ability of having outdoor football games is what I want them to have. I want them to have the ability to play games outdoors. And if you're about to put $2 point something billion into a stadium, to me, you should have the ability to play indoor and outdoor football games. We can take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. We are scheduled to be joined by the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, coming up in about 30 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.